愿大家平安。
Peace be to everyone.
我们这个礼拜的读经是以西结书。
This week's Bible reading is on Ezekiel.
今天晚上跟大家来一起学习四十三章。
Tonight I would like to share with you chapter 34.
四十三章。
Chapter 43.
以西结书一共有四个意象。
In Ezekiel, there are four visions.
第一个意象，以西结看到神的荣耀。
The first vision is that Ezekiel saw the glory of God.
然后神呼召他做最困难的一件事。
And God called him to do one of the hardest things.
就是要把以色列百姓带回归回向神。
And that is to allow the Israelites to return to God.
那接下去，他看到第二个意象。
And then he saw the second vision.
就是第八章。
That's in verse 8.
神的灵把他提到圣殿里面。
God's spirit brought him to the temple.
然后他就看到圣殿里面在拜偶像。
And he saw in the temple that people were worshiping idols.
其实以西结他是在被掳的人当中但是神带他在异象看到圣殿在拜偶像。
Ezekiel was among the people who were exiled, but God, through His Spirit, gave him this vision.
这是对神最大的亵渎跟犯罪。
And worshiping idols in the temple is the biggest blasphemy towards God.
所以同时他就看到神的荣光渐渐离开圣殿。
And so slowly by slowly he saw that God's glory left the temple.
那神的荣光一离开，圣殿就被拆毁了，巴比伦就攻进来了。
And once God's glory left the temple, Babylon destroyed the temple.
所以以色列百姓遭受历史上一个最大的悲剧，就是被掳到巴比伦。
And the Israelites went through the most tragic thing, and that is to be exiled into Babylon.
那到了三十七章第三个异象。
And in chapter 37, there is the third vision.
就是枯骨复活。
And that is the bones relive.
复活 ，resurrect.
Resurrected.
这是荣光返回的开始。
And this is the return of the glory of God.
神的公义结束之后，神的慈爱再一次回归向他们。
After the righteousness of God came back, the glory returned to the Israelites.
那到了四十章以后，就看到第四个异象。
And after verse 40, we see the fourth vision.
这个第四个异象就看到新的殿。
The fourth vision is that they see the new temple.
那从整个它的描写，我们知道这个殿不是物质的殿。
And from the description, we know that this isn't an actual temple.
不是物质的殿。
It isn't
physical.
Physical.
这个是属灵的殿。
This is a spiritual temple.
那属灵的殿就是幕后的神的。也就是教会。
And the spiritual temple is the church.
那在圣殿里面充满着荣光。
And in the temple there is a lot of glory.
我们来看四十三章。
Let's look at chapter 43.
以西结书四十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
第五节。
Verse 5.
灵将我举起，带入内院。不料神的荣光充满着殿。
Verse 5. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
神的荣耀充满着殿。
The glory of the Lord filled the temple.
因为神本身是荣耀的。
Because God Himself is glorious.
那这个圣殿是神所充满的地方。
And the spiritual temple is where God is filled.
所以这个圣殿是充满着荣耀。
And so the temple is filled with glory.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
啊，我听见有一位从殿中对我说话，有一个人站在我旁边。第七节，他对我说：“人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所擦之地，我要在这里住以色列人中间啊，直到永远。以色列的君王必不再玷污我的圣名，就是行邪淫，在锡安的高处啊，埋葬他们君王的尸首。”
Verse 6, then I heard him speaking to me from the temple, while a man stood beside me. Verse 7, and he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings by their harlotry with the carcasses of their kings on their high places.
啊，这里说，这个殿啊，是神宝座之地。
Here it says that the temple is the throne of God, is God's throne.
好，那也是他脚掌所踏之地。
And it is the soles of God's feet.
那到底这个殿是什么？
What exactly is this temple?
在哥林多前书里面。
In 1 Corinthians.
就告诉我们，这个殿呢，就是我们。
In 1 Corinthians, it tells us that the temple is us.
这个殿也是教会。
And the temple is the church.
所以教会哈，这是神宝座的地方。
So the church is where God is on the throne.
因此，腓立比书以弗所书里面说，教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And so Ephesians says that the church is
充满万有者，就是神啊，他到处都有。
Is that God is everywhere?
那教会是这一位神所充满的。
And this church is filled by God.
所以我们看这个教会，表面上你是看到人。
And so on the surface, we see the church and we see people.
我们到一个教会，一百个人、两百个人、三百个人。
We go to a church and there's 100, 200, 300 people.
但是这个教会是神宝座的地方。
But this church is where God's throne is.
它有神的同在。
It has the abidance of God.
有神施恩的宝座，也有神审判的宝座。
It has the grace of God and the judgment.
神审判的宝座就是他的公义，神施恩的宝座就是他的怜悯。
And God's judgment is his
公义。
A righteousness and his grace is his
施恩就是他的怜悯啊。
His compassion.
Yeah. 所以我们到教会我们参加一个教会其实最重要的不是说里面的人是什么。
So when we go to a church, the most important thing is not who the people are.
一个最重要的目标是因为神充满在这个地方。
The most important purpose is that God fills the church.
所以我们看使徒时代这个教会真的是神充满。
We see that in the apostolic time, the church is filled with God's glory.
所以神的能力、神的恩典很明显。
And so God's power and His grace is very obvious.
差不多主耶稣所行的神迹在教会都行过。
And He has performed many miracles in the church.
而且教会充满着慈爱，神的爱。
So the church is filled with compassion and the love of God.
那是一个荣耀的教会。
This is a church of glory.
那神这个神的同在跟神的荣光是连在一起的。
And God's glory and Him, His filling is together.
教会如果没有神的同在，就没有神的荣耀。
If there is not abidance of God in the church, then there is no glory.
所以教会在吸引人，不是里面有什么人。
So the church attracts people not by what type of people there are.
这不是社团。
This
社团。
This isn't a group.
像那个学校有很多的社团。
Like a lot of clubs.
Yeah. 那教会在吸引人也不是建筑物。
And the church doesn't attract people by the architecture.
当然好的建筑物这是好的。
Of course, a good architecture is wonderful.
但是神的荣耀主要不是从这里来。
But the glory of God does not come from here.
教会的荣耀是因为有神的同在。
The glory of the church is because there is the abidance of God.
所以有的教会虽然里面的人都很普通。
So some churches, even though the people are very ordinary,
但是你可以看到这个教会充满荣耀。
But we see that the church has a lot of glory.
因为神同在。
Because there is the abidance of God.
这个就是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
教会的目标就是要追求神的同在。
The goal of the church is to have the abidance of God.
那神同在就会有神的荣耀，神的荣光。
And if there is the abidance of God, then there will be the glory of God.
那要怎么让教会有神的同在？
And how do we let the church have the glory of God?
那首先我们就看旧约时代那个圣殿啊，为什么神把它毁掉，不要它？
And first we can see why did God destroy the temple in the Old Testament.
我们看43章。
Let's look at chapter 43.
43章的第七节下半句刚刚读的。
The second half of verse 7.
直到永远，以色列家和他的君王必不再玷污我的圣名，就是行邪淫，在锡安的高处埋葬君王的尸首。
No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings by their harlotry with the carcasses of their kings on their high places.
第八节
Verse 8.
使他们门箭挨近我的门箭，他们门框挨近我的门框，他们与我中间仅隔一墙，并且行可憎的事，
Verse 8.
玷污我的圣名，所以我发怒把他灭绝。
Verse 8. When they set their threshold on my threshold and their doorpost by my doorpost,with the wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore, I have consumed them in my anger.
所以这个第八节讲得很清楚啊，他们亵渎神的圣名。
Verse 8 clearly says that the people profaned the spirit of God.
所以神就发怒把他们灭绝。
So God was consumed them in his anger.
那怎么亵渎神的圣名？
And how do we profane the Holy Spirit?
两件事情。
There's two things.
第一个行邪淫
，One is by doing evil deeds.
邪淫，在第七节的下半句。
Harlotry.
对，行邪淫。那这个邪淫不是真的肉体的邪淫，是拜偶像。
The harlotry isn't by flesh, but by worshiping idols.
因为圣经里面好像何西阿书就用淫妇何西阿要娶淫妇这样来代表以色列百姓，就像淫妇。
Because in Hosea, he had to marry a prostitute, and that describes that represents Israel.
那谁结婚愿意去娶一个淫妇
？And who would want to marry a prostitute?
没有人要。
No one would want to.
但是神叫何西阿去娶。
But God told Hosea to marry a prostitute.
这个就是在灵里面他已经犯淫乱的罪，就是拜偶像。
And in the spirit, they have profaned the Holy Spirit by worshiping idols.
但是神还爱他们，这个叫做伟大的爱。
But God loved them, and this is His great love.
因此这里他这个行邪淫这污染神的圣名。
And by committing adultery, they have profaned the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在教会里面有很多很有恩赐的工人。
And in church, there are a lot of workers.
但很有恩赐。
And they have a lot of blessings.
但是不要把他们偶像化。
But we should not worship them.
偶像化 ，idolize.
Idolize them.
这个神不喜欢。
God does not like this.
不只是这样。
Not only this.
我们在教会里面，神最大。
In church, God is the most important.
什么是偶像
？What is idolized?
超过神的就是偶像。
Whatever surpasses God is idolized.
所以在教会里面，神最大。
So in the church, God is the most important.
所以我们一定要想想看我们所建设的教会有没有偶像。
So we must think that. this church we established, are there any idols?
哦，有偶像，这是神荣耀消失的开始。
If there are idols, then this is the beginning of the glory of the God leaving.
哦，这是第一个。
This is the first.
哦，第二个，他们埋葬君王的尸首。
The second is that they have the carcasses of their king on the high places.
哦，就是把君王的王死了以后埋葬在圣殿里面。
They bury the king inside the temple.
哦，那在旧约时代啊，这个死人的尸体是不洁净的，那埋在这殿里面，这个是对神的侮辱。
And in the Old Testament, death is unclean, and to bury someone in the temple is profaning God.
那今天谁是死人？
And today, who are the dead?
啊，以属灵上来讲，没有得到救恩的人就是死人。
Spiritually, those who have not received the Holy Spirit are the dead.
哦，灵里面他是死的。
In the spirit, they are dead.
那你不管他的地位再高，像君王一样。
And even if their status is as high as the king,
不能让这个死人的习惯的、他的传统的、他的风俗带到教会来。
We cannot let the dead what they do and bring them to the church.
社会上影响力再大，在教会里面如果没有属灵，他影响力是零的。
In society, no matter how great its influence is, it is nothing in the church.
所以不是因为社会也很影响力很大，到教会里面来就可以发表意见。
It is not because of a great society's influence that if you bring it to church, it is also of great influence.
这个地方不能埋葬死人。
This place cannot bury the dead.
还有，是跟死人有关的。
Or have anything to do with the dead.
这个是圣所。
Because this is the holy temple.
因此我们要让神同在啊，这两件事情很重要。
So in order for God to abide with us, these two are very important.
好，我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
啊，殿的法则乃是如此，殿在山顶上，视为全界，要称为至圣，这就是殿的法则。
Verse 12, this is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
这里说殿有一个法则。
Here it says that there is a law in the temple.
就是有一个规则，有一个原则。
There is a regulation.
这个殿就是教会。
The temple is the church.
因为43章以后，这个就是末世的教会。
Because in after verse 43, this is the church of the end times.
这里说视为全界啊，要称为至圣。
And it says that the whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy.
所以我们教会的目标啊，就是要变成圣洁。
And so the goal of our church is to become holy.
因为这是神的宝座。
Because this is the throne of God.
神同在。
God abides with us.
所以教会要圣洁。
So the church must be holy.
这是我们一个很重要努力的目标。
And this is something we must strive to achieve.
好，那教会怎么圣洁？
And how can the church be holy?
啊，如果我们从四十一章来看，四十章来看。
If we start looking from verse 40.
啊，第一个，教会要圣洁，就是盖在高山上。
The first, in order for the church to be holy, it has to be on the high mountain top.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边，仿佛有一座城建立。
Verse 2, in the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On it, toward the south, was something like the structure of a city.
这里说，那个是盖在至高的山上。
Here it says that it was very high on the mountain.
那在圣经里面，山就是代表属灵的高处。
And in the Bible, the mountains represent spiritually the high.
你一爬到高山啊，离开世俗就越来越远。
And if you keep climbing up, then you'll leave the secular things.
那一座山就是教会。
And that mountain is the church.
所以教会如果跟世俗一样，就不是山了。
And so if the church is like the secular matters, then it is not the church.
所以你看主耶稣到山上祷告变貌。
So we see that Jesus went to the mountain and prayed and transfigured.
摩西以利亚一起变貌。
Moses and Elijah also transfigured.
然后摩西上到山上看到神的荣耀。
And when Moses went onto the mountain, he saw the glory of God.
啊，四十天在山上下来，他面皮也发光。
And after 40 days of staying on the mountain, when he came down, his face shined with glory too.
所以我们教会的标准比别人高。
So our standards are higher than others.
那什么标准？
What is the standard?
你看，我们要受洗以前，第一个要拾到信条。
Before we are baptized, we need the 10 basic beliefs.
第二个，十条诫命。
And second, we need the 10 commandments.
你现在说有的教会啊，几千人。
And some churches have thousands of people.
那如果容许我们教会去讲道。
If they allow our church to give a sermon.
讲十条信条，一条一条一直讲。
And to talk about all of the 10 commandments.
要受洗，要求圣灵，要守安息日。
About the 10 basic beliefs about baptism, about Holy Spirit.
那这样一直讲到第十条完，还有几个信徒？
And if we keep continuing on to the 10th basic belief, how many more believers will there be?
那在十条诫命再讲。
And in the 10 basic beliefs.
从第一诫一直讲，十条诫命
，Ten Commandments.
从第一诫开始讲。
From the first.
一直讲到第四诫，守安息日。
To the fourth, about honoring the Sabbath.
第六诫，不可杀人，不可恨人，不可堕胎。
Six, should not murdering, should not steal, should not commit adultery.
不可堕胎，第六诫。
You should not murder.
堕胎 ，abortion.
Abortion.
再进到第七诫。
Seventh.
那我们想，这个教会还剩几个人？
Then we can think how many more believers will there be.
所以不错，我们要尽最大的可能去传福音。
And so we have to do our best ability to evangelize.
这是我们的本分。
This is what we can do.
但是教会的人数多少，这不是我们能控制的。
But the numbers of the members is not something we can control.
因为城子盖在高山上。
Because the church is on the mountaintop.
要爬上去就不简单了。
To climb up is already very hard.
这是第一个圣洁，怎么持守这个殿的圣洁？要盖在高山上。
This is the first, is that the church has to be built on the high mountaintop.
如果要拜神
，and if we want to worship God,
就往上爬吧。
We have to keep climbing up.
你如果不想拜神
，if you do not want to believe in God,
就下山吧。
Then go down the mountain.
下山就进入世界，上山就看到神。就是这么简单。
If you go down the mountain, then that is to the world, and if you go up, it's toward the church. It's not easy.
这是第一个原则。
This is the first regulation.
所以我们教会里面不能够把这个标准降低。
So our church cannot lower the standard.
这是神的原则。
This is the regulation of God.
那第二点。
Second.
我们看四十二章的二十节。
Let's look at chapter 42, verse 20.
他量四面四围有墙，五百咒宽五百咒，为要分别圣地与俗地。
Verse 20, he measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long and 500 wide, to separate the holy areas from the common.
这个地方做这个圣城啊，圣殿啊，周围有很高大的墙。
Around the holy temple is a very high walls.
那这个墙就是要分别圣地与俗地。
And these walls are to differ the holy and the non-sacred.
所以有时候我们发现这个整个社会的演变会影响教会。
We can see that the changes of the world can affect the church.
那这个墙代表什么？
And what does this wall represent?
这个墙就是代表真理。
The wall represents the truth.
我们教会啊，每个信徒要接受真理的教导。
every member of the church has to receive the truth.
那有真理的教导才有分别的能力。
And if they have the teaching of the truth, they can differentiate.
没有真理在内心，人没有分辨能力。
If they do not have the truth, they cannot differ what is good and what is bad.
你到世界上你要做什么就做什么，没有绝对的。
And they go into the world and they do whatever they want.
所以我们怎么知道这个是对，这个是光，这是暗？
So how would we know if this is good, if this is bright, or if this is dark?
没有办法分别。
We cannot.
那真理进到我们里面，我们就发现这个很清楚。
And if the truth is within us, then we will see that this is very clear.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
主耶稣在分别以前呢，他最担心两件事情。
Before Jesus left, he worried about two things.
所以在十七章里面啊，他向神祷告两件事情。
In chapter 17, he prays about two things.
求神保守，让这些门徒能够合一。
He prayed to God that the disciples may become one.
第二个。
Second.
求神保守，让他们成为圣洁。
That the disciples become sacred.
我们现在看十七章。
Let's look at chapter 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离恶者。十六节。
Verse 16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十七节。
17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。十八节。十九节。
19.
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。这里主耶稣说，我们信主的不属世界。
Here Jesus says that believers do not belong to the world.
但是不要离开世界。
But we should not leave the world.
那要住在世界。
We have to live in the world.
那这个界限怎么去分？
And how can we differentiate the line.
这个界限在内心了。
The line is within our hearts.
那是什么？
What is that?
十七节。
Verse 17.
你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them by your truth.
所以我们内心的道理，这就是一道墙，分别。合于道理的就是圣，不合道理的就是俗。
The truth in our hearts is a wall, and whatever is accordingIt seems good, then it is according to the truth.
比方说我们在教会做圣工。
For instance, we do holy work in the church.
很认真做这个很好，但是里面那个心是什么东西？
It is good for us to work diligently, but what is it in our hearts?
如果是我们要表现自己。
If we want to show ourselves.
这个就不合真理，这就是俗。
Then this does not correlate with the truth.
那如果我们做圣工真的是要荣耀神，那这就是圣。
And if we really want, if we do holy work to really glorify God, then this is sacred.
那个分别那一条线是什么？是真理，圣经。
And what is the line? And that is, it's the truth.
所以有时候这个很难分的，比方说，唱诗班在献诗。
Sometimes it is very hard to differentiate, for instance, leading hymns.
如果我们献诗的目的是要让信徒得感动，得造就。
If we lead hymns for the believers to become edified.
那这个就是圣，动机很圣。
Then this motive is holy.
那如果我们唱诗是要表现自己音乐的才华，我的技巧。
But if we lead hymns to show our talent in music,
这个就是俗。
This is secular.
所以这个圣跟俗在里面的，不是外表的。
And sacred and secular is inside our hearts.
那我们讲道也是一样啊。如果你要表现我道理懂得很多，这个就是俗。
And if we say sermons and we want to show how much we know about the truth, then this is
但是如果我们要尽量了解神要我讲什么，让信徒得到造就，这个就是圣。
But if we really want to to edify the members and tell them what we know that this is sacred.
所以这个圣跟俗啊，那一道墙是在心里面的、啊，就是神的话。
So the difference between sacred and secular is the wall inside our hearts.
那我们在现实啊，如果是要让信徒得造就、受感动，就要唱大家听得懂、会感动的。
And if we lead hymns and we want the members to be edified, then we have to choose a hymn that will move them.
所以这个我们在整个服事的过程中要分别。
So in when we do holy work, we have to make clear the difference.
所以服事神的基础是什么？道理，内心里面有神的道。
We serve God because we have the truth.
好，那我们再回来看四十三章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 43.
以西结书的四十三章。
Ezekiel chapter
43. 四十四章。
Chapter 44.
第四节。
Verse 4. 好，
他又带我由北门来到殿前，我观看，看见神的荣光充满神的殿。我就俯伏在地。第五节。
Verse 5.
神对我说：“人子啊，我对你所说神殿中一切的典章法则，你要放在心上，啊，用眼看，用耳听，并且留心殿宇跟圣地一切出入之处。”
Verse 4. Also, he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. So I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. Verse 5.And the Lord said to me, Son of man, mark well, see with your eyes and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord and all its laws. Mark well who may enter the house and all who go out from the sanctuary.
这个第四节中神的殿充满荣光。
Verse 4 says that the temple filled with the glory of God.
那第五节最后一句话说要留心殿与圣地出入的地方。
And in verse 5 it says, mark well,who may enter the house and all who go out from the sanctuary.
因为这个里面有神的荣耀。
Because there is the glory of God in this temple.
所以那个进出的地方那个门要注意。
So yeah, we have to watch out for the door.
那下面就说那个未受割礼的然后不能进来。
And it says that those who are uncircumcised cannot enter.
这会玷污神的殿。所以这个教会哦，很多事情我们很多的决定哦要很小心，因为一些决定久了以后会变传统。
So in the church, we must be very careful to make decisions because if we continue on with making a certain decision, then it may become a tradition.
所以新的东西要进来，要经过真理的检验。
So in order for new things to come, we need the truth.
好，真理检验通过才能够进来，这样这个教会才会保持圣洁。
The truth must see if it is holy, and then it can enter.
那好的不要让它出去啊。
And we should not let the good depart.
你如果比较我们真耶稣教会三十年前在开灵恩会跟现在在开灵恩会有什么不同
？If we look at True Jesus Church, the spiritual convocation 30 years ago and the spiritual convocation now, what's the difference?
我们就发现有一些很好的传统从那出去了不见了。
We will see that a lot of tradition has left and is gone.
所以这个教会有好的传统不要让它流失。
So if there is good tradition, then we should not let it go away.
那这样我们呢有神的同在圣洁教会充满神的荣耀。
Then we will have the glory of God.Fill the temple.
我们早期的教会啊，是一个很保守的教会。
The early church was a very
conservative
church.
那我们早期的教会啊，也很注重祷告，甚至禁止祷告，都常常在教会里面在勉励。
And our early church put a lot of emphasis.On praying and fasting.
这个都是很好的传统。
These are all really good traditions.
还有守安息日的精神。
And the spirit of honoring the Sabbath.
我还听说以前呢，走路要走一两个钟头，没有车子，用那个挑米那个担子啊，一边挑一个小孩子，走了一个钟头才去守安息日。
I've heard of believers who did not have cars and had to walk 1 or 2 hours having children on a yoke and there's children on each side.
很不方便。
It's very inconvenient.
但是安息日大家都来。
But everyone came on the Sabbath.
所以要持守教会的圣洁。
So we need to keep the sacred.
第一个要盖在高山，我们的标准要跟圣经一样。
So in order to keep the church holy, we have to build the church on the mountain.
第二个，每个人的心要筑一道墙，就是神的话，这样才能够分别圣所。
And second, everyone has to build a wall within their hearts.
第三个，要留心新的东西进来，要经过道理检验。
And verse three, and third, we have to see, the new things that come in, we have to make sure that it is according to God.
那好的不要让它流失。
And don't let the good things go away.
那这样教会圣洁，神同在，充满着荣耀。
Then God will fill the temple.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
401首。
401.